Good day. My name is Michelle. Welcome to Nova's Business Report. And today in the Market Watch, I'm speaking to Theo Klein from Oxford Economics and ex-Namibian, although he sits in Cape Town and he's doing great research on a whole lot of topics. So today we're going to talk a bit about the global oil market and the outlook that they have for the oil price, currently at quite a low of around $78 a barrel. Theo, thank you very much for talking to me. And what can we ascribe the current levels to?
Thanks for having me, Michelle. So at the moment, oil is still very volatile, mainly driven by the conflict between Israel and Hamas in the Middle East, that then also could potentially constrain or limit the oil outflows from Iran and prevent that from going to international markets. So based on that, you know, oil prices, whenever tension escalates between Israel and Hamas, then oil prices typically rise. But then the US comes and they have much better production than expected and rising inventory levels, and then that suppresses oil prices again. And then you have weak growth in China, sort of sideways growth in the EU, but also not looking too good there, and then that also suppresses oil prices. And then you have OPEC, who says they'll cut production and then oil prices rise again. But so that's sort of what's been driving the ups and the downs in oil prices at the moment.
So how far do you do these outlooks for?
Michelle, we actually, our internal model actually goes up until 2060. Not that any of us would know what the world looks like by then. But that's I'll only discuss sort of our outlook for the next 15 years, give or take, till 2040. And with that, Michelle, we see global oil demand actually peaking at about 103 million barrels per day in 2027. And then after 2027, we see oil demand entering a period of structural decline. And the main reason for that is, you know, oils, fuel oils and jet fuel doesn't have substitutes at the moment. So their demand will still be, remain intact. But the main product through which we see a decrease in oil demand would be petrol and diesel. And that's mainly because of your production and adoption of electric vehicles across the world. So the UK and the EU have put regulations in place that bans the production and sale of combustion engines after 2035. So those markets are likely to see the fastest adoption of electric vehicles. And over the past 12 months, as an attempt by the government to revive economic growth in China, we've seen a massive increase in production and uptake of electric vehicles. So overall, electric vehicle demand is likely to rise fastest in developed countries, but we actually still see an increase in demand for oil in emerging markets such as India and Brazil, and then, of course, Africa. So these balancing forces where developed countries will use less oil, but Africa and some emerging markets still use more, those balancing forces is what drives our long-term oil price forecast. So we see oil prices increasing from 79 per barrel in 2024 to about $83 per barrel in 2040. Between now and 2027, we actually see oil prices declining to about $74 per barrel. And then from 2028 onwards, as we see growing populations and a rising urbanization and industrialization in Africa and some emerging markets taking place, based on that, we then see an uptick in oil prices after 2028 again. So that's sort of what drives our outlook on the global oil market, Michelle.
Tell me, and then, okay, so, I mean, you answered my question that I wanted to ask in terms of where this is leaving Namibia. And you, as you say, you know, your developing countries are still on an upward trajectory by using these products. Our fellow African countries and their production and sort of outlook, there are some countries that are also looking at oil exploration. I'm not sure if you have got information on that, but maybe you can also then just touch on Namibia's process and progress up until now.
Yes, certainly. So, I mean, countries like Senegal and Uganda are also busy with a lot of exploration adding new oil projects in their countries. Uganda will actually start producing oil for the first time end of next year. That's at least the expectation. But then, of course, the big guys are still Libya, Algeria, Angola, Egypt, and Ghana, and so forth. So for Namibia, we expect Namibia to be the sixth largest oil producer in 10 years' time. So that would be
In
in
the world,
2034. No, only in Africa, sorry.
Africa.
So only looking at African oil producers, we see Namibia being the sixth largest. Nigeria and Libya, Algeria and Ghana and Angola, they are sort of still seen as the big guys. I think, Michelle, for Namibia, we only see oil production realistically starting about 2030. And I think that might still be a good time for Namibia to enter the global oil market because, like I said, we still expect rising oil demand in Africa and some emerging markets. I think a crucial thing, however, for Namibia to really benefit from its oil reserves would be for Namibia to target the African market and some emerging markets. But for that to be beneficial to Namibia, Namibia would have to reduce its production costs and be competitive. Because obviously, African countries won't buy oil from Namibia if they can get it cheaper from the Middle East or the US, for example. And then I think another crucial thing is a lot of countries are imposing carbon taxes on dirty imports. And what we still see at the moment is that Middle Eastern and American oil companies extract oil in a cleaner way with less carbon emissions compared to African oil producers. So Namibia would have to adopt modern technology to extract its oil in a clean way to limit carbon emissions. On top of that, to reduce operational or production costs to be competitive in the global oil market, because the global oil market is one of structural decline in oil demand. So then your competitiveness in terms of your price that you charge for your oil, that becomes very important if you still want to sell to the market.
Yeah. Tell me, and can you comment on the progress of negotiations in Namibia and the exploration? I mean, you've now mentioned 2030, but I know that there's a whole lot of other things that need to come into place, like tax policy, etc. I'm not sure if you've got any updates on that.
Unfortunately, not, Michelle. According to my knowledge, appraisals are still being done, and we are expecting final investment decisions to be made in 2025. But I'm not too sure about the update on, how far the government is in negotiating the terms and conditions of the contracts with these oil companies. An update on that, unfortunately, I don't have at the moment.
Yeah. Okay. No, thank you very much, Theo. This was very informative, and yeah, this is Namibia's future. So let's see where all this takes us. Thank you so much for talking to me.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Michelle.